This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico is revising its color-coded risk system by adding a new color that signifies when counties can ease even more pandemic-related restrictions. The red-yellow-green system now includes turquoise. State health officials said today that counties reach that category by meeting certain health criteria for four consecutive weeks. It allows for expanded indoor dining and the operation of entertainment venues like theaters, bars, and clubs. All but four of the state's 33 counties already have seen test positivity and new case rates decline and have emerged from the strictest lockdowns, earning favorable yellow, green, and now turquoise ratings on the color-coded map. The Albuquerque Journal reported four counties achieved this turquoise status today: Catron, Harding, Sierra, and Union. State health officials and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham have pointed to ongoing efforts to drive down transmission rates like mask wearing and limiting social contact, along with vaccinations, for the reasons New Mexico has seen its daily case numbers and spread rates decline in recent weeks. The governor today called it solid progress. Senate Republicans sent a letter to the governor last week urging her to revise the framework for reopening more of the state. They called the latest changes a small step in the right direction. The Democratic-led State House of Representatives has voted to increase state spending on public education, health care, and relief to businesses in efforts to chart a financial path out of the coronavirus pandemic. The House endorsed today a $7.3 billion general fund spending plan for the fiscal year that begins on July 1st on a 60-10 vote with some Republicans in opposition. The budget bill would increase annual general fund spending by $332 million, or nearly 5% of current spending obligations. It now moves to the Senate for consideration and possible amendments. State government income is surging on a rebound in oil prices and increased production. The bill includes a 1.5% pay raise for public employees in state government, public schools, and state colleges and universities. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he will vote in favor of New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to serve as Interior Secretary, clearing the way for likely approval of her nomination as the first Native American to head a cabinet agency. Manchin is the chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. He had been publicly undecided through 2 days of hearings on Haaland's nomination by President Joe Biden. Manchin caused a political uproar last week by announcing plans to oppose Biden's choice for budget director, Neera Tanden, a crucial defection that could sink her nomination in the evenly divided Senate. By contrast, Manchin said Haaland had earned his vote despite disagreements over drilling on federal lands and the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Haaland's House colleagues on both sides of the aisle, including Alaska Republican Representative Don Young, praised Haaland's bipartisan accomplishments and, quote, sincere willingness to work collaboratively on important issues. Manchin's announcement came as Republicans denounced Haaland, saying her opposition to fracking, Keystone XL, and other issues made her unfit to serve in a role in which she will oversee energy development on vast swaths of federal lands, mostly in the West, as well as offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. This is KUNM.